in the High Court in Pretoria today. It's the second day of the Democratic Alliance's application challenging the ANC's policy on CADA deployment. We heard yesterday from lawyers for the DA, Advocate Anton Katz SC, saying that CADA deployment had blurred the lines between party and state, saying we're here to chop that root, to chop the cancer from the body politic. We're not here to chop off a branch, such as the Eskom CEO who's about to be appointed. We are here to chop down the fact that the ANC can think that it can have any influence and recommend who should be the next Eskom CEO. So that's the argument that's coming from the DA against CADA deployment. Today, Advocate Adila Hassim, representing government and the president, was arguing that case. Have a listen.
The third principle of constitutional remedies is that a court should not ordinarily decide a constitutional issue unless it is necessary to do so. And the relief sought by the DA doesn't allow the court to determine what parts of policy are inconsistent. And it doesn't make out a case. And this court should exercise its discretion not to grapple with what's clothed and described as a constitutional issue when it isn't. It's open, of course, to any interested party to challenge the constitutionality of law and conduct. But again, it must be factually grounded.
Advocate Adila Hassim, representing government, responding to the DA's application. EWN reporter Bernadette Wicks is in court for us. Bernadette, good afternoon to you. Yesterday we heard the case from Advocate Anton Katz SC on behalf of the DA. What's the counter-argument been today?
Well, today we've heard from counsel for the president and for government, and essentially their position is that the DA's case is a non-starter. They talk about ripeness, essentially that the president is dealing with the commission's findings on this policy. And then they also talk about vagueness. They say that the DA, it doesn't identify the exact provisions of the policy, that it says violates the Constitution. They also, the DA doesn't identify the rights in the Bill of Rights, that it says are infringed by the policy. They also say that it doesn't set out facts on the appointments that are the result of the implementation of the policy that they rely on. Then they also talk about a non-joinder. This is quite a strong point that they make. They say that the DA points to problems with CASA appointments, with Transnet appointments, with Eskom appointments, with SARS appointments, but they don't join those entities and they don't join the relevant ministers. The DA has already said that it has joined government as a party, and that should cover most of the ministers, but that remains their position. And then they also say that the examples that the DA points to, which include people like Siyabonga Dama, Lucky Montana, Tom Moyane, that they aren't actually an exercise of the policy in question. Really what they say is that these were appointees of Zuma, and it's not the policy at play that resulted in them being appointed. Mm.
So they draw a distinction then between an ANC cadre and somebody who is politically aligned to perhaps one section of the ANC or one particular individual.
Absolutely. And they make the point that the policy in itself is not unconstitutional. Their position essentially is that obviously problems have been identified, but they believe that they can salvage the policy, but that it will always be it'll always be open to potential manipulation just by human action, just by the humans who are involved in implementing it. And obviously they say they're taking measures to try and safeguard against that. But really that the problems with appointees have come down to human error.
Bernadette, who else are we expecting to hear from this afternoon?
So we're currently hearing from the legal representative of the Minister of Public Service and Administration. And then after that, we're likely to hear from the DA again in response, and proceedings should wrap up after that.
Bernadette, thank you so much. Bernadette Wicks, EWN reporter in court for us, where the DA has launched that fight against the ANC's CADA deployment policy. Do you agree with the DA's argument here? Do you believe that this is one of the reasons that we just haven't seen an effective government, because people that are deployed to parastatals, people that are appointed to positions are there for politics, not because of merit?